Welcome to this online interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our special guests of honor today are Mr. Mark Schweiger. He is the Director of Projects and Breakbulk at CLI in Germany. And also present is Mr. Torsten Bender. He is the booking agent representing as MD Incotrans in Hamburg. First and foremost, gentlemen, very welcome to this interview.
Oh, thank you for having us.
Most welcome. Yeah. And starting with you, Mark, I always allow my interviewees to just very briefly give a quick rundown on how they got into shipping. So why are you not sitting in Deutsche Bank? Why are you in a shipping company? What led you to this career?
There's probably different answers that I could give. My favorite one is that I probably got into shipping by backpacking.
Okay.
So as a youngster, I wasn't very clued up in which direction I was going to go. And I spent some time backpacking first to find my way. That connected, or that sort of made me aware of the wide world out there. And when I got back home, I started a shipping career really to have an opportunity one day to sort of reach out, work in different places, experience the world. And that's worked. So,
okay. Fantastic. Yeah. And for how long have you been then the Director of Projects and Breakbulk at CLI?
I joined CLI in 2019. Okay. So, yeah, it's been
about 5 years.
Yeah. 5 years now, yes.
Okay, very good. Good to have you here, Mark. And then I'll also ask you, Torsten, you have a long career in shipping. How come you are not in a bank or in an accountancy or driving a race car? Why are you in shipping?
Well, you and I, we more or less have the same history. When we were young kids, we always followed our father on the ship and traveled a lot by ship. So that raised my interest in shipping. And that's why I started my career with Astra Maris as a trainee long time ago. Okay. And since then I was in shipping, and I've also did 2 years in South America, traveling, working down there. And then I came back to Germany and continued my work in the shipping agents' offices and also with owners.
Okay, excellent, excellent. Yes, you certainly have a long and distinguished career. That's good to hear, Torsten. Getting back to you, Mark, CLI, for any of our viewers who don't know who you are, particularly for the shipping part, what can you tell us about the services that you run regarding cargo ships currently?
Yeah, I can. And first of all, CLI is a German group involved in various transport and logistics activities mm-hmm. that range quite widely. Within this activity, we have the shipping activity, where we have the Compass Shipping or CLI Shipping, where we operate a vessel. Mm-hmm. And what we're basically concentrating on is servicing a group company or a requirement from a group company connecting North America and Europe. So we run a North Atlantic service, regular North Atlantic service, both directions.
Okay. And what are the main ports of call for our viewers to know?
Yeah, so we do about sort of 10 rotations in a year.
Okay.
We're starting in Europe, generally from Rotterdam, and also frequently from Liverpool. We do additional stops based on requirements, so where it makes sense. That's on the European side. And then in Canada, we really concentrate on the St. Lawrence Seaway. There's a long list of ports. Our main ports is around Montreal. So it used to be Valleyfield very much, but it's now more on the Montreal side. But we allow for stopovers anywhere on the St. Lawrence Seaway and all the way down to Montreal.
Okay. And the type of ship that you're running or ships that you're running currently?
So we run our ship. It's a CLI Pride. Mm-hmm. It's a 2011 built ship. She's a multi-purpose ship, about 8,000 tons deadweight, two cranes, 80 tons each. And
Okay.
Container fitted, box-shaped holds, and tween decks. Collapsible tween decks. Yeah, so very versatile ship that works very well for us.
Okay, that's very good to hear. Turning to you, Torsten, as the booking agent of CLI Shipping, for what services do you do? Let's say I'm a customer sitting in Finland and I have some project cargo into Canada. Would you then be able to service me and I would be in touch with you in order to get the cargo on board? What kind of services do you as Incoterms provide?
What we can offer or do offer to our clients is that we also pick up the cargo in Finland if necessary. Then we have some contact with coaster owners so that we can transport the cargo from Finland to Rotterdam to the base terminal in Rotterdam, Reynos Terminal Maasvlakte, where the cargo is usually being loaded.
Okay.
Then we offer the transshipment services in Rotterdam, including taking care of the customs clearance, custom transshipment operation, and we also offer the cost to the client so that he has no problems in arranging the transshipment in Rotterdam. We take care of that. We
Okay.
issue the documentation, bill of lading, seaway bill of lading, whatever is needed, and we keep the client, of course, informed about the development of the cargo of the ships. We constantly keep them informed about the ETAs, and also when the vessel is loading or discharging, we keep the client informed about the progress, and that's what we offer. And later on, we do also the invoicing for the carrier.
Okay, so like a traditional, well-serviced and well-functioning liner agent, so to speak. Yes.
That's basically what we do. Yes, we
Yes.
do offer all these services. Well, in the past, the liner agent didn't really take care about the stevedoring and so on, but this we now include in order to help the client to minimize the contacts he has to have. And then this is, of course, for him also a kind of help to minimize his time he spends on the booking.
Yeah, it's the shipping industry certainly is evolving, and we can see more and more liner agents just disappearing, and now it's a one big let's say one point of contact, but the service is not necessarily better. So for me as an old liner agent like you, glad to hear that you provide these services and glad that you have clients like CLI that see a value in that. For you, Mark, how would you describe the cooperation you have with Incoterms? How long have you had it, and can you see also from your side that it works well with this kind of cooperation?
Yeah, so we started the service in 2018. So this is when this service was inaugurated. And I think the cooperation with Incoterms started around the same time. Yeah, I started gradually with showing interest from Incoterms clients that they were showing cargoes to us. And this has really evolved from there. And it's very beneficial to us because we are a single vessel operator. You
Yeah.
know, we cannot be very usually visible in the market. And we also have other important topics or subjects that we need to concentrate on in terms of base cargo that we look after. So the cooperation with Incoterms has been very good for us to really market the ship and to optimize the utilization of it.
Yes.
So we have a very trustful, very open relationship. Incoterms understands where our limits are. They understand where our capabilities are. Torsten has been on the ship. You know, it's the captain basically, and it's like that. And so, yeah, I would say it's really working well.
I'm very glad to hear it because, as I said before, things are becoming big business nowadays, and sometimes even to get customer service from anywhere, unless you want a call center in India by some of the big lines, customer service is really hard to find. That's what I hear all the time. So, yeah, glad to hear from both of you on this. Turning back to you, Mark, on the CLI. When I think of Canada, I also think of icebergs and not icebergs, but icy waters. Do you ever have any icy conditions, or do you sail all year round?
Yeah, we try to do that. So
Yeah.
the target is to go all year round. Of course, we can in winter months we can only reach Montreal. So anything further from that is closed. We do encounter icy conditions or icy waters, even on the way to Montreal in February and March.
Yeah.
we make decisions. When it gets too heavy, we do have alternative options. So oh. we've done it in the past that where we then call Halifax instead, so we stay in the North Atlantic. That of course limits then the capability to take cargoes or the offer sometimes, but that's basically our alternative option.
Yes, and you have quite I noticed from when we met before that you have quite some experience in handling project cargo on your vessels. I mean cranes or heavy pieces and stuff like that, right?
Yeah. So now over the years we've had some very nice cargoes, challenging cargoes, heavy loads up to over 100 tons. Structural cargo like cranes. We saw quite a lot of big tower cranes that we ship. Big mining plant, capital yeah. plant, transformers. So yeah. quite a few transformers that we shipped, but also WTG equipment and really all sorts.
Okay, yeah. Cool.
The crew, I can say it's very experienced with these cargoes.
Right.
And handling the gear as well, the cranes, using the spreaders, everything that we have on board. So, yeah.
Yes. And from what I understand, you also tend to have a long-term crew. I mean, you take care of the crew. It's not like they're changing every week. I mean, you have long-term seafarers, so to speak.
In the type of operation we run with a single vessel, you really need to have that feeling of ownership with everybody who's involved in this kind of business. You know, it's it cannot be very transactional. It has to really be committed. And so, yes we do take special care of the crew. We hope that the crew chooses to be on the CLI Pride, to be in the service. It's not an easy service crossing the North Atlantic
and
repeatedly in all weather conditions with a small ship like this. We are quite successful in having the crew come back, and we think that's very good for the service, for the condition of the ship.
Okay, very good.
For the cargo.
Very, very good. Now, turning to you, Torsten, since you mentioned we said Finland, what if the project I have out of Finland via a load port in Europe needs to go beyond Montreal? Is that also something you then can organize? I mean, the whole way. In case the customer needs a quote from beyond the port of discharge, would that be something that you can help with?
Yeah, we can also assist in that because CLI, they have a representative in Canada. So we can try with the representative to find a solution to the final destination. And otherwise, if this does not work, then we have our contacts in Canada with whom we can get in touch for arranging or, first of all, quoting up to final destination.
Yeah.
And if the client says, okay, that's a good solution, then we can go with you. Then we take care of that as well and try to give also in the on-carriage our best service, like we also do in the pre-carriage.
Understand. Very good. Very good. Then one of the final questions I have for you here, Mark. Of course, everybody always says, how is the shipping market? Nobody knows about neither the Gaza war or the Houthi rebels or whatever. But how do you see the market for you turning now to the second half of 2024? How does it look for you at the moment?
So with this kind of regular service that we are in, we're not looking so much at the ad hoc market, or we're looking at the ad hoc market and always in combination with the long-term commitments that we have.
Right, right.
So, and we do see a challenge. So we have had a good first half of the year in terms of cargo bookings, additional bookings. It's quietened down a little bit now.
Okay. So what we can say to people who view here and want to find an alternative into Canada is that you are sailing basically no matter what, and you are, when possible, able to take some project cargo with your vessels. I mean, but your service is not depending on project cargo this month or that month, correct?
No. I mean, of course, commercially, somewhere you're always dependent, but
vessel
sure. sales. It's done that since 2018, so we have had consecutive, basically an ongoing service. Transit time is 12 to 14 days, crossing the North Atlantic.
Yeah.
We are always willing to look at also any variations. So Torsten knows that well. We look at everything. We look at deviation, where we can make sense from it. We've loaded in Esbjerg,
Oh,
we've loaded in Bayonne, so we've done many different things,
okay.
and also going beyond Montreal on as an exception. So yeah, we're always looking to maximize the utilization and to find solutions.
Of
But
course.
yes, you're correct. We are sailing. We are going. Yeah.
Yes. No,
So.
but that's good to hear stability nowadays, and also that you can be trusted. It's very vital. So very good to hear, Mark. For you, Torsten, as a liner agent, as you know, also times, of course, are challenging. I suppose it's very important also for you to have a long-term commitment together with CLI, as I understand you do. How do you see, let's say, from your perspective, the second half of this year in the market?
As Mark said, it's a bit quiet right now, but we see it's picking up a little bit, and
Yes.
we hope that we can still do some good bookings. What does help us as well is that we always know where in Rotterdam we are going to load. We have our base terminal in Rotterdam, so
Yeah.
that we can always say to the client, okay, you can already deliver your cargo. This is something which is also important for this service. We can help them, and yeah, then we have to see how much good inquiries we will have in the rest of the year.
Yeah.
There are some prospects which we have, so we are confident that there will be some cargo. But yeah, we have to finish the summer time, and yeah, then I think, as usual in Canada, it picks up before also the Great Lakes close again.
Yes. Fully understand. Good to hear. Yes, but from my side, I try always not to have too long-winded interviews. So I really want to say many thanks, Mark. First of all, to you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Yes, I
Most.
enjoyed that. It's been great meeting you. Great having this conversation.
Same here, and also to you, Torsten. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you very much, Bo. And
Yeah. All the best to you both. And before I let you go in peace, I want to say to all our listeners, viewers, and readers from around the world, this was yet another great interview by Project Cargo Weekly. As you know, we publish every 14 days, and we have had today very special guests, Mr. Mark Schweiger, the Director of Projects and Breakbulk at CLI in Germany, and also the booking agent called Incotrans, and represented by the MD and owner, Mr. Torsten Bender. We thank them very much. From me and Project Cargo Weekly, stay tuned for more interviews in the near future, and I wish you a continued good summer. Thank you.